Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. As we come to the end of the first week of the year, let us take a moment to think about joy. Let us take a moment to hold space for the times when joy has felt distant and express gratitude for the times when joy has surrounded us. As you take this moment to bring joy to the forefront of your mind, I want to share a poem I wrote about hoping for joy in the hardest places. My Body Laughed Again, a poem by me. I thought I was caving in. Then my body laughed again. Then it hummed a tune again. For joy has surprised me in the middle of the wasteland with a chance to live freely despite all I do not know. One of the most beautiful things in life is to know joy, and one of the most painful is to know suffering. They are obviously, without question, two completely different experiences, and yet they do have this one thing in common. They can both feel unexplainable. There isn't a dictionary definition that can fully encompass someone's suffering. When you have been in that low place, there are no easy words. There is no easy way out of it. And I just hope you know there doesn't have to be. Because where there are no words, there is endless grace. Where there are no words, there is space for your heart to ease into joy, no matter the moment. And if you have found yourself in that place, I hope in time you can also know this to be true. It's so hard to make sense of the loss, but the beautiful thing is that you don't have to. You can breathe deep and take your time here, knowing that light is still running through you. And because you have known great suffering, you have known what it means to lose. And because you have known what it means to be in that kind of darkness, you have also learned what it means to truly appreciate the light. You have learned what it means to truly encounter unexplainable joy. Joy feels different to you. It feels bigger than just a word. It's so much more than a fleeting thing. It's a deeply rooted reality that brings hope for changing things. So what I hope that you can remember today is that in many ways, joy and suffering are two sides of the same thing. If you've known unexplainable suffering, perhaps you can also know unexplainable joy. If you've been faced with questions that don't have easy answers, maybe the other side of that is getting to live a life that isn't centered around having to answer a bunch of questions. Perhaps joy is something that we can ease into. And yes, sometimes the other side of that might mean suffering that we weren't expecting, that we may feel like we've fallen into. But what matters is that we can remember that there is another side. In the same way that a dark night makes it hard to see the path ahead, in that same sky, the sun will rise where we can see everything. So it's my hope that when joy starts to feel like a fleeting passing word or something that's used to make you want to buy a product or paint a wall or do something that's materialistic in some way in terms of something that you can hold in your hands, that you can remember that joy is so much bigger than that. Yes, joy can show up in the color yellow or in the opportunity to paint a wall or play a song in the room that brings you joy. And at the same time, joy is deeply rooted and it's something that's not far away. And you know that because you've experienced that other side of a lack of joy. You've known what it means for it to be far away. And joy is just recognizing that when you've experienced that dark night, you also can experience the morning, the daytime that comes after. So here's to embracing the wholeness of our experiences. Here's to recognizing that where there is sorrow and suffering, even if it takes time, not only for ourselves, but for others and the world around us, there can be joy too. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What joyful thing do you hope happens a few years from now? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. I'll see you here tomorrow.